This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. House meeting today holding discussions on the principles and priorities of the appropriation bill. Finance Minister Swarnim Wagle scheduled to respond to the issues raised during today's meeting. Foreign Affairs Minister Sisir Khanal says diaspora are national strength. And at least 131 deaths have been reported in an Ebola outbreak in Democratic Republic of Congo, with more than 513 cases suspected. Now the news in detail. Lawmakers in the House of Representatives have urged the government to adopt policies aimed at eliminating poverty rather than removing poor people from Kathmandu, while also calling for serious attention to address the growing number of suicide cases across the country. Speaking during the emergency and zero hour of today's House meeting at Singhadarbar, lawmakers stressed the need for sensitive investigations into suicide cases and demanded action against those found responsible for driving individuals to take such steps. They also urged the government to introduce special program to end untouchability and caste-based discrimination against the Dalit community. During discussions on the principles and priorities of the appropriation bill for the fiscal year 2026-27, lawmakers called on government to clearly state whether the under-construction cable car project at Pathivara Temple in Taplejung will move forward or be halted. They also demanded timely completion of road construction projects underway across the country. Lawmakers also expressed concern over the increasing exploitation of rivers in different parts of Nepal. They called for scientific management of river-based resources, strict implementation of environmental impact assessments, and tough action against those involved in illegal extraction activities. In addition, they urged the government to ensure timely supply of chemical fertilizers to the farmers. Raising issues faced by farmers in Lamjung, lawmakers said irrigation problems have continued for years and demanded the immediate construction of the Handtar and Rhinos irrigation projects. They also urged the government to ensure an impartial investigation by the commission formed to probe former Home Minister Sudhan Gurung. Following the completion of the zero-hour session, the House began discussions on principles and priorities of the appropriation bill. Finance Minister Swarnim Wagle is scheduled to respond to the issues raised during today's meeting. Meanwhile, a meeting of the Council of Ministers is scheduled to be held today. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, the Cabinet meeting will take place at 4 p.m. at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singhadarbar. The Ministry of Youth, Labour and Employment has introduced a new code of conduct for employees working under the ministry and its subordinate bodies. According to the ministry, the code of conduct was issued following the restructuring of the ministry with the objective of making employee conduct, service delivery and administrative discipline more systematic. The ministry stated that the new provisions aim to ensure public services remain impartial, transparent, accountable and service-oriented by bringing employees' behavior and working style under clear standards. Under the new rules, employees are required to maintain polite and respectful behavior towards service seekers. The code also prohibits employees from accepting any form of bribe, guilt, facility, gift facility or undue benefit. Likewise, misuse of authority, influencing decisions for personal interest and using government resources for private purposes have also been barred. The code further clarifies office discipline measures, directing employees to strictly follow office hours, wear designated dress code and maintain cooperative relation with colleagues. It is also stated that the government's decision, official documents and sensitive information related to service seekers cannot be disclosed without authorization. Foreign Affairs Minister Sisir Khanal has highlighted the importance of the Nepali diaspora and economic diplomacy while addressing two separate programs in Kathmandu. At an event organized by the Institute of Integrated Development Studies yesterday, Minister Khanal launched the report titled Nepali Diaspora in Australia. Speaking at the program, he described the Nepali diaspora in Australia as one of Nepal's national strengths and said education has remained a key pillar of Nepal-Australia relations. He noted that the diaspora community serves as an important soft power bridge in strengthening goodwill, cultural understanding and broader partnerships between the two countries beyond remittance contributions. The foreign minister also urged the diaspora community to remain actively engaged in Nepal's development journey as partners in building a prosperous and inclusive nation. He appreciated the Integrated Development Study Institute and the research team for conducting the study. The event was attended by government officials, Australian Ambassador to Nepal, Simon Arndt, researchers, private sector representatives, journalists and officials of the Non-Resident Nepali Association. Also yesterday, Minister Khanal addressed the closing session of the Nepal Business Summit 2026 as the chief guest. On the occasion, he shared the government's vision for rapid and sustainable economic growth through good governance, policy, predictability and structural reforms, highlighting the growing role of economic diplomacy. The minister said the government remains committed to promoting investment, encouraging technology partnership, and strengthening engagement with stakeholders to create a more conducive business environment. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. At least 131 deaths have been reported in an Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo, with more than 513 cases, according to local officials. A spokesman for the Democratic Republic Congo government said cases were now being reported over a wider area. There were also two confirmed cases and one death in Uganda, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The World Health Organization, WHO, has declared the outbreak of the current strain of Ebola, which is caused by the Bundibugyo virus, an international emergency. As this deadly Ebola outbreak continues to spread, the Congolese government has sought to reassure people that its response teams are working hard to trace and investigate suspected infections and that there is no need for panic. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy over Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces. The weather will be partly cloudy over Madhes province and the remaining hilly and Himalayan regions, while the remaining Tarai regions are expected to remain mainly fair. There is also possibility of light rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in Gandaki province as well as the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi and Bagmati provinces and at one or two places in Madhes and Kosi and Lumbini provinces as well as the Tarai regions of Bagmati province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. House meeting today holding discussions on the principles and priorities of the appropriation bill. Finance Minister Swarnim Wagle scheduled to respond to the issues raised during today's meeting. Foreign Affairs Minister Sisir Khanal says diaspora are national strength. And at least 131 deaths have been reported in an Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo, with more than 513 cases suspected. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.